Good morning. Mazel Tov, how much deeper than just a greeting? Now, Baruch Hashem, we go to many simchas, Baruch Hashem came Yirvu, and we come and we wish Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. And without too much thinking, it's seemingly just, instead of just saying good evening, it's a substitute for saying good evening, we say Mazel Tov. Let's see what effect these two words, Mazel Tov, has got on the people involved and even on ourselves who are giving the bracha. First of all, so this is there's two parts to this shiur. One is the chlal, the inyan of giving bracha. Who are we? Who am I? To give a bracha. They're able to give brachas. A simple person like myself can give a bracha. And number two is whether it's shayach to wish mazel tov, to change somebody's mazel. Right? So we'll see in this short 1800 seconds this morning, which is left by now, how much we can cover. So the Gemara that says, if you look at this in the Gemara sheet, the very end of Maseches Brachos, which is in fact just preceding the start of the day, the tearaway, just the Gemara, a Maimar just before that, right? You got, you look, three, four, five, six, the sixth line from the top. Zek. Omer Rabbi Levi Bar Chiya. This is start of the day. Hayoitze mibeis haKnesset v'nichnas lebeis haMedrash v'oisek baTorah zoicho mekabel pnei shechina. This is what we're doing now. We come out of shul from davening, beis haKnesset, and we come into the beis haMedrash to learn Torah. Zoicho mekabel pnei shechina sheneemar yelchu mechayil elchoil yeroya lechem b'tia. That is what we're doing now. If you look in the previous memra, two lines earlier, so the fourth line comes up. Sorry, the very top line. The very top line here. Far left. The Omar Rabbi Oven Halevi. Yeah. Top left on the last Omud of the Sefer Brochus. The Omar Rabbi Oven Halevi. Hanif Sarme Chavei Roy. And somebody parts from his Chavo. Al Yom Aloy Leich Bisholoim. Elo Leich Lisholoim. Shari Yisroi, Shomar Loyle Moshe, Leich Lisholoim. Yisroi said to Moshe, Vayemaloi Leich Lisholoim, Olav Yitzliach. He was Masliach, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masliach. Ome David, Shomar Loyle Av Sholem, Leich Bisholoim, Holach Venitle. First thing, Gemara, he said, but that's the way you speak, the way you instead of saying Leich, you be careful, don't say Leich Bisholoim. You say lech bisholim. Mashal is masbir because lech bisholim for a mace, one says lech bisholim. Why? Bisholim means with peace. Lisholim means towards peace. Now, a mace, it finishes life. So mission, it's got no mission anymore. So therefore, we say lech bisholim, go with peace. That's it. You got no goal anymore. That's it. Avar chai yo Hashem. Has a goal, has a mission in life to fulfill. So we say, Leich Lisholoim, go towards peace, meaning that your mission in life, your goal which you're aiming for, should be peaceful. Right? That's what we say. That's the chiddush. Lisholoim. My entire friend. I'm asking you. Big deal, big difference. So we bring a raya here from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Yisroel, from David HaMelech. Lisholem, Bisholem. This makes a difference. That's a Gemara. The Gemara passes. And if some have heard, be careful what you say. Lech, don't say Lech Bisholem. Say Lisholem. Because Lech Bisholem, the work of rock. Because of my little. And the Gemara speaks to every single body. You must realize the Gemara doesn't only speak to Grace Tzadikim, to Grace Rabbanim, to Grace Rosh Yeshivas. The Gemara speaks to every Yankel Moshe Dovet.
to be careful where you speak. You give a bracha to somebody, and it has an effect. And if you say correctly, if all of is yalav yasliach, and if you say slightly incorrectly, it can cause olach v'nitlik, it can cause gifelach. So here's a source, you see, Yom HaKoyel, that our brachas that we give each other have a meaning, and we have to be careful the way we do it, and we have to do it correctly. The next Gemara is, and if the Gemara is, Ali Yom HaLeach, Ali Bisholem. So here the Gemara which says, clearly, we have to be careful how we say a bracha, because our brachas have an effect, just like Moshe and Yisrael. Let's go on the next Gemara. The next Gemara is Masechet Shabbos Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. ואומר רבי ישוע בן לוי בשעה שעולה מוישה למורה ומוישה רבינו בן תפתי שמיים מצוי לקודש ברוך הוא he found לקודש ברוך הוא שהיה כושר כסורם לאויסיוס he was saying כסורם לאויסיוס כלאויסיוס התאירה אומר לו מוישה אומר לו עוד האמש לגזוק את מוישה רבינו מוישה אין שלוים בערכו Is another thing of saying shalom. You come up here, you come to visit me, says Rav Shlomo, and you don't say hello to me. You don't say shalom aleichem. Right? But Rashi says ein derech liten shalom b'mekayim cha. You don't always say shalom. At Moshe Rabbeinu gezok omer lefonav klum yesh eved shenoyten shalom l'rabba. It's pasnish. It's not derech eved. It's not derech eved for eved to say shalom to his rabba. אומר לו הודאי בשתי גזוק צמוי של רבינו הוי הולכו לעוזרני you should help me what does it mean לכל עוזרני says רשי אימנו לא הייתי לעוזרני זה רשי פירש רשי לא אימן תצלח מלאכתך says רבוי נכן סת צמוי של רבינו you should give me a ברכה you should have said to me זה מצליח Here's again, and the Gemara brings this. The Gemara is not a storyteller. The Gemara brings this to teach us that this is how we should do. We got to say, you see somebody, wish somebody has locha. So some has locha, should be matzliach. And we got to realize, when we say, be matzliach, it's a matzliach. Okay. So we have two main Gemara sources that are words. Have an effect. We know the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Al tehei bechas hedit kalabei necho." Right. So we see from here that our words, our brachos, are meaningful, and the issa should come to. What exactly is the pshat in this? How do our brachos have meaning? Is all discussion in the Koshim. B'chlal, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, what does it mean? Do we give brachos to the Rebbein Shlom? We don't give brachos to the Rebbein Shlom. The Rebbein Shlom doesn't need our brachos. He is mekoyer habrachos. Pashtus is Baruch Atah Hashem means. Atohu mekoyer habrocha. By us saying it, by us saying Baruch Atah Hashem, we are ma'oirer the koyach, the mekoyer, the source of brochas mimal, and we bring brochas down onto him. That's the source of Baruch Atah Hashem. And therefore, when we give somebody else a brocha, similarly, he's also saying right here, we give brochas, meaning we are ma'oirer the mekoyer habrochas up there, to bring it down to him. And every single yid has that koyach. Now let's go on, we'll come back to this again, but now let's go on and see. This Indian of Mazel. We're going to read the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara in the Machlokes whether Yesh Mazel Le Yisrael or Ein Mazel Le Yisrael. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rabbi Yochanan. Minayim She'ein Mazel Le Yisrael. How do we know? There's a mazel l'Yisrael. There's no such thing as a mazel l'Yisrael. But what does it mean a mazel l'Yisrael? That means if somebody is born in that particular mazel, that's how he'll be his life, and nothing he can't change it. As Rashi explains that, Rashi zot a mazel l'Yisrael means she'ein mazel l'Yisrael on the country. She'ein mazel l'Yisrael means we are not bound. To the mazalos, we are beyond the mazal. Shenema, Koy Omer Hashem, El Derech Hagoyim, Al Tol Nidum. Ome Oisus Hashemayim, Al Techatu. Don't be afraid. Don't learn from Derech Hagoyim. Don't be afraid of the Oisus Hashemayim. Ki Echatu Hagoyim Lehemo. Hem yechatu. The goyim, they should be fearful. Velo Yisroel. The Yidin has got nothing to say. Ve'afrab sovel. Hey, mazal le Yisroel. There's no such thing as a mazal. We are beyond the mazal. Ve'omer Rav Yudom Amar. Minayim she'ein mazal le Yisroel. How do we know that she'ein mazal le Yisroel? She'ne'emar. Ve'yoytze oysay hachutso. And how do you say that? Ve'yoytze oysay hachutso. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Avraham Avinu said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I've got no children, and Ben Beisi, Yerush Oisi, and Yezer is the one who be Yerush Oisi. But Yerush Oisi, Achusa, the Rabbeinu took him out and said, Have it now, Hashamayim, or Usfoyer HaKechovim, in Tuchal Listo, I said, but you know, like, Koyi Yezarecho. You'll have children as many as the Kechovim. So what's the Pshat, but Yerush Oisi, Achusa, took him outside. Omer Avraham, the Kodesh Baruch, Rabbeinu Shalom, Ben Beishi, Yorish Oisi, all I've got is my Ben Beishi, Eliezer, he is the one who is going to be Yorish Oisi. Omer lo elav, no. Ki ima she yitzei mimeyecho. You'll see, you'll have children, who will yash. Omer lefon, av Rabbeinu Shalom. Nistakalti b'istagnin, actually. I've looked in my astrology. Ve'eini roi lahoylet bein. I'm sad that I can't have children. Omar Lei, ha, the Rabbi Shlomo, say me istagninu shelcho. Go out of your istagninu. She'ein mazal li Yisroel. Now I'll talk to you Rashi. I forgot to put it in here. But Rashi, in bottom of the page, that's Kuf Nun Vav, but you haven't got it there. Ein mazal li Yisroel, but Rashi, the alidei tefilo uzechus, mishtane mazal li toivo. Through tefillah and through zchus, meshtane mazal le'toivo. And therefore, he says, we're not bound by the mazal, but he needs tefillah and zchus. Meshtane mazal, he needs tefillah and zchus. And if you look in Tosfos, which is the quote on the left hand next to the Gemara, ein mazal le'yisroel le'toivo. V'hod ha'omer rov ha'vishini moed koton, bone, chaye, u'mezoina, lav bezchus tal yemil, so it's not depending on zchus. Elo b'mazlo tal yomilki. The Gemara says the Pharaoh that children and chayim and mezoina is dependent on the mazel and not on zechus. The Tosfos mikol mokom al yedei zechus godol hevet zechus mishtane. Avo ko'omim she'ein ha'mazel mishtane ki be'omer li'ur ze'et hekachot. So I'm going to see what I say again. There are occasions when we are bound by the mazel, but al dei zechus godol mishtane. So you see from here that sometimes with a zechus godol, if you have that bit extra zechus, it's mishtane in gan. There's a famous story of Rabbi Yonis Naivishis. He used to have occasional dialogues with the bishop. And on one occasion, the bishop asked him, "Tell me that," and he says, "In Shemone Esrei Yidavim Roifei Borchat Hashem Roifei Choylei." Amo Yisroel. He says, what's going on? Is the Rabbi Yisroel only Rosh Hashanah Amo Yisroel? The goyim also go to doctors and also get healed. Is the Rabbi Yisroel not Rosh Hashanah? Why do we say Rosh Hashanah Amo Yisroel? So Rosh Hashanah quotes in the Gemara that in Megillah, Lomo Refua, Tikna Refua Bashmini. Why is Refuenu the number 8 brocha in the Shemoneh Esrei? Because Bris Milo is Yom HaShmini, so the bracha of Refuenu goes for the children, who have a bris, they need a refua, that's what. A little bit of Ivish, if you look at the bishop, so therefore we speak about the Yidin who had a bris, even those who do a bris don't do it on the 8th day, so therefore it doesn't apply to them, this bracha is miyuchat for bris. Afterwards, Rabbi Yonis said to his Talmidim, that was just to get rid of him. The Gemara says this, okay? But the Gemara doesn't say why we say Rav Chela Amo Yisroel. The Gemara says, Lomanit Kibracha Bashmini, because it also refers to the Bris. But it doesn't just refer to it. He says, the reason why we say Rav Chela Amo Yisroel is, yeah, because of the Goyim, they're telling the Mazel. But then the Rav Chela deals one way. But for Rav Chela Amo Yisroel, for Klal Yisroel, the Rav Chela deals with them without in a total different way, beyond the Mazalot and beyond Teva, and the Rav Yishlan says he goes out of his way to be Rosh Hashanah Amo Yisroel. Therefore, you should never give up, never lose the eyes on the Rachmim, because the Rav Yishlan deals with us in a special way. So, this is the idea of mother. Now, if you look in the next page, which I can put in here, the Drosh of Haran, he is the one, with many Rishonim, who discussed this whole machlokes of Yesh Mazel LeYisrael, or Ein Mazel LeYisrael, and the Haran I found, explains it beautifully, and we'll read a little bit of the Haran Shayim, that's in time here. If you look at the top of the page, is a Mazel of Echad Mishnei Ponim. There's two ways of changing the Mazel. There's two ways of having, of preventing a Mazel Bish. Ho Echad Mehem Zoktam, שלא יהיה במוקם אשר יבוא בו רואה שם המזל הוא. למה הוא רואה? אם אני אמצא, לך המזל לא תדע. לא תדע, לך המזל לא תדע. את המזל. את המזל. את המזל לא תדע. meaning, had I been there, would have been hurt. But ברוך השם, המזל לא תדע. זאת למה הוא רואה. אוי, there's another way of getting, of being prevented from a mazel dish. אוי שיהיה שם, he's there, אבל יוכן עצמו בעניין שלא יוכל המזל לא to be protected in such a way that the muzzle won't be able to attack him. That's one way of preventing a muzzle dish. והשני, another way that's done, שאם היועץ שיהיה במוקר מה שמדרך המזל שיושן בו, he's stuck in there and the muzzle should have had an effect on him. However, שינצח או איש ההוא כוח המזל אשר לא ירשם בו כלל. He's got an open that he's able to be מנצח this כוח המזל שישנח נפק מהם. כאשר נאמר דרך מושל. שהאודם יוכל לנות ומפריף את האש על אחד משני פעמים. There's two ways you can spare from the fire. האחד, כשיפרח את מהם. No one is simple. Just move away. ויעם את המוקם, לא תוכל האש לעשות רושם בו. You stand far away, because the fire shouldn't reach him. Or, the second way, שיוסף מדם הסלמנדרה. If you smear the blood of salamandra, which is a type of fish of them, lizard, and you know the signal of heaven speaks about it, right? And therefore, they should look at the Zakeo Eish. And that way, the Eish, the fire, won't be able to be mazikin. Ima Yosef the reference, the Kerecha, and therefore, that's one way. So these are 2 points. On one hand, how to get rid, how to prevent oneself from a mazel dish. V'hasheni, the other way is sheyamoid v'mokim tiyorishanuzba ilu tishoyer al kolecha. He is there and he's got no physical prevention. However, aval hu yevatel kolecha ki yishichaber. He's got a kolech to be mevatel because he's able to continue it. Kein yuchal ha'odam le'inotzu mehezek ha'mazel ve'eila shnei ponim im shnei nasharim bo. So too, he says, with the hezek ha'mazel. Ho'echad mehem shlo yiyeh b'mokim ha'u isha ha'mazel roshim bo. Number one, ha'mazel wasn't there. Oy, shim oymed b'mokim ha'u isha ha'u, sheyase eze poel, he should do something physically, asher besibas oyse ha'poel ha'u, lo yirshem bo ha'mazel roshim ra. He'll do something which will cause that he'll be prevented, that the mazel won't be able to affect him. However, but the mazel will not be affected by it. The mazel is there. The mazel fish is there. But I've done something physically, either I moved away, or I did something to protect myself that the mazel didn't have a chance to affect me. Right? So skip a couple of lines. There, tabarishin asher efshol boy leinotil meroat hamazel v'hamaareth. Uvozeh atzad zoktor מסכימים רבי חנינא ורבי יוחנן ואין מחלוקת ביניהם כלל. בוז רבי חנינא הוא הולד, יש מזל לישראל. And רבי יוחנן, which means יש מזל לישראל, means that we are under the mazal, we can't avoid it. Or רבי יוחנן הולד, אין מזל לישראל, that only, they both agree that על יוידה, שאפילו רבי חנינא שאומר יש מזל, יוידה, שעל זה הצד ינות לו עוד מפועל המזל. And let's make careful with it. So how does that work? Simply, you've got to make sure you're not there. How do you make sure you're not there? You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. You cross the street, and you don't realize, that you don't know that somebody, poof, is going to drive like a crazy, like a madman, and bump into one. So how do you avoid it? So the devil who, Shashem is Zorach, Yosim Belev, Oysay Retzoinoi, Lasse is falling, Asham Mitzidom, Yinoslu Mehezek HaMa'arechet. אם היו יסמע עליך את מתי שם. The Rebbeinu Tzal will help him, will help you, that your funk wouldn't be there. Or you'll be protected. Your funk will be wearing a certain clothes, which will protect you. וכבהיד על זה אין אבל רון, זה אבן אבן. ובזה הצד יניטלם כל יהודי הטר. וכל תלפינו היום, לדעת רב חנינה. They said, Ram, according to Rav Hanina, when you wish somebody mazel tov, have kavon, have in mind that you're wishing them that you should have siyata d'shemaya, not to be in a place where to be hurt or to be affected chas v'shalom in mazel bish. This is our kavon. We wish somebody mazel tov, meaning that which of you, that for the rest of your life, you should have good mazel. You should always not be, you should always just miss it. A mazel, you weren't there. That's what we have to have kavona, and we say mazel tov. It's not just a greeting, it's a deep kavona. And we don't have this kavona. If you have this kavona, it has an effect. If you don't have this kavona, if you just think it's a greeting, then he says, אבל אם אפשר, שיחליש האודם בצד חוסוי, כוח המזל בעצמוי, מבלי שיעשה שום פועל מגן ועדוי, אבל שיחליש כוחוי, שביוכי ילושים בקשה, אוי, עניין חנניה משואל ועזריו, בכיף שנו איש, או אברהם אבינו, ושלא זה בכיף שנו איש, שנכנס לבוי ולא יעושה שום תחבול, אלא ינוס לו ממנו, they did nothing to, didn't we protective code, so on, אם כל זה לראשם בהם, איש ראשם כלל, אם אפשר שיהיה כן במזל, is that shaykh? So that is a bezeru shenechel to Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Hanina said, no, she'ev 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 she'bonim. There's no such thing to be in a place and not protected and to override the model that you can't. But Rabbi Yechon said, no, she gam ze'ev she'ev. Why? She'a mitzvah ba'atmo timona ha'mazel timna ha'mazel me'ases roi shem Rabbi Yishahu she'me ha'mitzvah. Asik yishom shal yizachachat kain v'shigimor 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 v'shigimor. So this is the two stuff. Again, number one, it says everybody agrees that a person can have a schus and can have a brocha, that he should never be, he should always be in the right place at the right time and never be in the wrong place at that time. This is everybody. So I don't know, can we have a schus to override? Yes, to have been there, and b'derech ha-teva, b'derech ha-mazel, he would have been affected, and after he came with a special schus that he was missing. Let me tell you quickly, my father was all. Next Thursday is Chai Cheshvan, which is in Tov Shin Lamed Dalet in America. He had a nest, a Moedig nest. He was walking along in Williamsburg. He was walking back from a Shia, 10:30 at night, and two Chevra. They hold up, they shot him with a bullet, the gun, and it went through his coat, his shirt, his scarf, and made a small mark on the back of his neck. He called the police afterwards and they said, they looked at the bullet and they looked at him. It doesn't make sense. They said, you must be an angel. And he felt he was coming back from a shir. Every year, this is the time he was in the south and this next to scare. And we see him here, I thought it was Manenu. A shayach, such a thing, that a person has a schut to be there. And to be shot in the earth, and out of the game is got a muzzle. And this Rabbi says, we have kavona. When we give people brachas, and it's not just for the same muzzle toys. Every single day when we leave here now, and we say, have a good day, zaygezun. This is the kavona. Don't just say zaygezun, this is a greeting, bye bye. You know, they used to say, in the good old days, you used to say goodbye. What does goodbye mean? Goodbye on Thursday, not just Jung. You say goodbye means God be you. Good is God be with you. The Rabbi says be with you. Stop walking. Now there's a cheers. A great day. Right? If you look back here, have a look, go back to the first sheet. And it says a Pele Yoy. Look at the Pele Yoy. Yeah? Obe Shoah Shem Mevorech. Pele Yoy is on the right hand side. ובשור שם עבורך, ליבוי יוכל בקירבוי. He says, you see those people coming to ask brochus from other people. He says, number one, ליבוי יוכל בקירבוי, אל שאין בני אודם מכירים מומו. He says, number one, he should tremble, he should feel, this person would have known who I am, he wouldn't ask me brachah. Machshivim oisei v'zichosei. V'yemar b'libo yedei ani v'atmi she'eini kedai. V'eini roi she'berchosei ta'aseh eres. I'm not worth it giving brachah. However, like ani mevorech, nevertheless, I'm giving a brachah. Why? Ulai emso eif rosen. Perhaps I'll find, punk, the eif rosen. Ute kubal b'rchosei me'eif Hashem. Hashemea tzilat kotei. So even me, a simple person, perhaps I'll find the right moment and emtzachem v'ene Hashem, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will fulfill my brachas. And therefore he says, "Achshenoi says shalom lechaveroi." An ordinary Thursday morning, you give shalom lechaveroi. You say hello, good morning. Yechaven, you say hello. You say good morning, meaning yechaven, shirat eloima, shalom yehiyeh lecho. That the morning should be good for you, right? V'ha'oimer. And then the Oyne should respond and say, Shalom, Brocha, V'toiva, Yelecha. They meet each other in the street. They say, good morning, have a good day. That's what he means. Shalom, Yelecha. You should have peace. You should have a good day. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be with you. V'chein kishoyim on Shabbos, Shalom. They have a good Shabbos. Yechavein, Shabbat, Shalom. V'zuchus Shabbos, Shalom, Yelecha. Be proud and take the opportunity to kabel birchas aniyim ve'avyonim. Ki shoymeya el avyonim Hashem. You never know. Somebody comes to you to the door and asks you some adava, and you say, chashash kekah. No. Take it as an opportunity to open the door wide and bring in a bracha. He said, "May I love you in Hashem, be shomer lechosh min afshamay." This is what he said. Leila, oh, and then he looked at the bottom of the page. Vayoytzei oytzei hachutza, vayoyim habet na afshamayim osyad chol mitzuchel esroisem. ואם לא כאילו דרך הפרינס הפרינס הזויה ויוצא את החוצה צי מסתגנים לסלחו והלו למה לא מנק יחוב זאת זה רעתוש כל זה אם שנית נותר פה יתלו ים במזו ואפילו בו נחיים הזויין אבל אור תצא לזמן הלבה ואחר שנית נותר לישראל הוציאם מן החיוב של כחוב עם המזו זאת אומרת שזה כזה עוד ביונד לכחוב עם המזו וזה מה שאומר אין מזו לישראל מין זה נוח באונד ועד עם המזו וזהו רק אם עוסק בתורה לקיים את עצמו אבל אם לא, הרי הוא כאילו לא עוסק בתורה כלל ואם נסבטו ממנה אחיו של חוב מזולת ודאי עמי האורס שנים שלו עדיין לא נסבטו זכות התורה that we have וזכות מצוות that we have we are beyond the מזולת and therefore he רוקח to give brachas and the Rebbeinu gives us brachas that says in the beginning of the Seder אבורכם ורחך עושה זה כלי יוסף אבורכם ורחך עושה the Rebbeinu Shalom gives the Kliyokas Mazgan. Ba'avorchom avorachecho, the Kliyokas. In order for our brachas to be sufficient, the Rebbeinu Shalom has to give us a bracha. And because machshava tevach mizmochu betarfa l'maiser, so when we are about to wish somebody have a good day, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us already a bracha that we should be givenched, and our bracha will have an effect on that person. Zayt ala givenched, and we'll be givenched.